Let's open my eyes that I may see. 115 in our hymnals. Services is different than here at camp or we're used to in our fellowship. God has all different ways. And God's working everywhere. It's a wonderful thing to see what God is doing in different places and the many different ways in which He manifests Himself. But I think that there are some principles that we talked about this morning that apply everywhere. Come and recognize the Lord's presence. Acknowledge that He's in charge. Listen for His voice. Pray that He'll have His way. Praise God. That will enrich all of our gatherings, no matter where we are, what church we attend. We want Jesus to be glorified. That's why He brings us together, to show us His glory, to make changes in us, so that when we leave that place, people will see a glow. They'll see a glow from our lives. Oh, not if you turn off the lights, I don't mean that. But I mean they'll see something of Jesus, of His glory. They'll notice that you're more like Him. Something different about you. Can't put my finger on it. Well, that's Jesus in me. He makes that difference. And the more time I spend with Him and behold Him, the more I reflect that glory. You know, a mirror reflects the thing that you face it toward. If you look in the mirror, you see your face. If you turn it some other way, you see something else. And if you, as a mirror, look at Jesus, you'll reflect Him. More and more. Praise God. Now let's do, you know, ministers are guilty of telling people, now let the Lord use you, and then they never give them a chance to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, let the Lord use you, and give opportunity for God to tug upon your heart if he wants to. Praise God. So let's continue to see him, and let's be sure to respond if he should put something on our hearts.
The divine love, the excelling joy of